Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment proving from the Bible that the Trinity is biblical and that modalism or oneness Pentecostalism is a lie. Now, if you actually look at the history of modalism or oneness Pentecostalism in modern times, it goes back to 1913. Now, this was an ancient heresy. Obviously, there's nothing new under the sun. But for a long time, this doctrine had died off, but it came back in 1913 with a Pentecostal charismatic healing service at Azusa, California. And I'm not going to go into all those details right now for sake of time of the history of that. But there was one Bible verse that basically started this whole thing. Okay. This whole oneness doctrine, it all came from Matthew 28:19 and a misreading of it or a misunderstanding of it. Here's what it says. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So these unsaved, demon-possessed, holy roller, flopping on the ground, barking like a dog, speaking in tongues, type of Pentecostals and charismaniacs, when they read this verse, they basically got this weird teaching from it that the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost all have the same name. So they don't understand the English language enough to understand that when it says in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, it's not saying that they all have the same name, but that in the name of means on behalf of, on account of, or representing. For example, if I were to say, stop in the name of the law, then what does that mean? Does the law have a name? No. Stop in the name of the law means stop because of the law, on account of the law. Or even the famous song by the Supremes, stop in the name of love. Okay, well, what's the name of love then? That's one name that love has. What is? No. Stop in the name of love means stop because of love. Stop on account of love. And so when the Bible says baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, he's saying that you're baptizing people on behalf of the Lord. You know, you're baptizing them on behalf of the Father, on behalf of the Son, and on behalf of the Holy Ghost. It does. Well, what's that name? What's the name of the Father? And they basically claim that the name of the Father is Jesus, the name of the Son is Jesus, and the name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. That's what they get out of this verse. And then they twist it into what's called a Jesus-only baptism. So instead of, you know, saying, I baptize you, my brother, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, they baptize in the name of Jesus only. And that's why this has become known also as the Jesus-only movement. Okay. Well, the ones who are trying to bring this heresy into the Baptist churches, they don't want to just come right out with a Jesus-only baptism and expose themselves for the unsaved heretics that they are, the oneness Pentecostal heretics that they are. So here's what their plan is in order to kind of ease people into this, sort of like the frog in the hot water. They're going to say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and that name is Jesus. So that way they're sort of having the best of both worlds in their mind by doing a Jesus-only baptism, by adding this nonsense at the end of, and that name is Jesus. But then they're also saying Father, Son, and Holy Ghost so that the unlearned or, unstudied Christians who don't know this issue and don't know what the Bible teaches, they're just going to hear Father, Son, Holy Ghost and think everything's fine. Oh, yeah, it's a biblical baptism. No, that's not a biblical baptism when you say, and that name is Jesus, because you've now perverted the doctrine of the Trinity and taught modalism. Look, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost are three persons within the Godhead. That's why Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. The Father which sent me, he doeth the works. If they were the same person, that would make zero sense. Jesus is going to deliver up the kingdom to the Father. Jesus is subject unto the Father. Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. So they're obviously not the same person. They're God, because God is made up of three persons. That's the whole basis of what the Trinity teaches, which all of Orthodox Christianity believes in. Every evangelical Christian, every Baptist, anybody who teaches the true gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, they stand on the Trinity. It's this Pentecostal oneness doctrine that came from a twisting of Matthew 28, 19 that has been a cult for these last 105 years with all kinds of other heresies that are attached to it. So, you know, by polishing the apple and saying, well, we're still baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost because that name is Jesus. You know, that should just show you how deceptive these people are and how they're trying to creep in with this damnable heresy that actually is a different God and a different Jesus. Because there is but one God, and that one God is the Trinitarian God that the Bible describes. And there is but one Jesus, and that Jesus is the Son of God. Not God the Father in a different mode. No, he's actually the Son of God. That's what the Bible teaches.